You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
This week's guest is Jerry O'Brien from Networker on Wheels. Jerry's a guy that we met at the Ascent Expo, and he's doing some really great things for other charitable organizations out there. He has a great website. You're definitely going to want to check him out. And also we have singer-actor Frank Rendo, and he sang a song that was dedicated to Jerry's sister, and we'll have him tell you that story. But let's talk a little bit about what we did this past weekend.
We did the Energize Your Vibes show.
Yes, we did. And we did that last night. We did a house concert. And Energize Your Vibes is a show that is all positive music, and it talks about a lot of positive things and self-empowering ways that you can change your life.
Yeah, it actually does a little segment on manifesting that I think we should do for our audience today, because it went over extremely well yesterday. We gave everybody a little card to take home with them, but I want to talk about this for just a moment. Tony, you go and teach, if you will, I think that's the best word for it, with a group called Emerging Leaders.
Yes.
Clyde Terry is a sheriff in the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, and he created a group of sheriffs that volunteer to help people who are in jail to rehabilitate themselves once they get out. They go through an 8-week course. They learn new thought, a variety of new thought, from laws of attraction to manifesting and a whole variety of things. After these 8 weeks, they are transformed, and we've seen it for the last almost 5 years now. We've been watching Clyde change lives left and right. Tony's been volunteering since the beginning. He goes once a month and talks to the people that have just come out of jail or come out of rehab centers or are trying to make a shift in their life, and he goes and plays them positive music. Well, this time you came home with something.
Yes.
You came home with a paper called Oath of Manifestation, and it was actually given to Clyde and his group through Agape Spiritual Center, who is led by Michael Beckwith, one of the writers of The Secret.
Right.
So when you brought this card to me and I read it, I instantly felt like, wow, this is really strong. I can see why Clyde would be having his guys and ladies read this every single day for 8 weeks. What a difference your mind would shift into if you chanted this every day.
Well, let me just say, it's really amazing. The reason why I asked them for it is when you watch the class say this, and it goes back and forth, so it's
call and response.
Call and response. He asks everyone to say it with a lot of enthusiasm. He has everybody stand up, and he has them say it with a lot of enthusiasm. And you can start seeing how they're
owning it.
They're owning it, and they're starting to change their thought pattern. They're starting to say, well, actually, this could be possible. And actually, this last time that I was there, there was a guy named Rich who's been going to the course probably, God, since the beginning. Like, he took
years,
the course,
yeah.
And then he keeps bringing people back. And before they did the oath this last Wednesday that I was there, he got up front and he goes, hey, listen, I got to say something. This stuff really works. I was at the park the other day and a friend of mine said, what are you doing in August? Do you want to come to Europe with me? And he said, yeah. And she goes, I don't want to travel alone and I'll pay your way. She goes, all you need to do is you need to get a passport. And he's like, so I'm getting a passport and I can't believe it. I've always wanted to go to Europe. And this is an older guy. He's probably in his 60s, mm-hmm. But he was so excited. And he was
he manifested a trip to Europe.
And he was the one who led the oath. So, Janie, why don't you read it for us so that way people can just get a feel for it. And this is something real quick. If you hear this, you can actually record it into your smartphone and play it back to yourself every day.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know? So it's something really cool.
Okay, so it starts out saying, Oath of Manifestation, where all things are possible. Love that line. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? I declare that I live in a friendly universe that is always providing for me. I feel it powerfully happening now. I am open to receive more abundance and to give more than I have ever experienced before. I can afford anything I desire. In fact, I am so prosperous, I never need to worry again. I am grateful for all that I already have and for all that I am ready to give. I keep myself lifted in high consciousness, no matter what the appearances are. I accept and receive unexpected goodness, unexpected money, unexpected love, unexpected kindness, unexpected generosity, unexpected offers, unexpected prosperity coming in unexpected ways from unexpected places in my life. I am constantly guided and I am boldly empowered to receive the lavish abundance of the universe. I accept the principle that abundance and prosperity have already been given to me. My acceptance makes it real and opens the space for manifestation to rush in. I open wide the doors of my consciousness to receive and to give. And so it is.
And so it is.
There's a lot of things that I love about this thing. I love the whole unexpected thing.
Well, that's the. I think that's one of the keys. It's like, look, I'm open to anything happening. That's great.
Well, we have a personal friend that we read this with recently. And literally within 2 days, he had unexpected things coming into his life, unexpected people with regard to his business that wanted to put some money into some of his products very unexpectedly. And he says, you know, I think that paper works. All of a sudden, I got unexpected people coming in with unexpected money for my company. And I'm like, well, there you have it.
Yeah. I think what happens is if you open yourself to possibilities and you put yourself at a higher vibration, like I'm ready to receive some really great things.
Yeah.
Then the universe says, okay, you're ready
to receive.
You're
have
ready. You're ready for this. If you think you're lucky, then you're lucky. If you think you're not lucky, then you're not lucky.
Yeah.
It's all on where is your mindset. So this is just a constant reminder every day to say, hey, I'm open to having money show up unexpectedly and great things show up out of nowhere. I don't need to know where it's coming from. I just need to know that it's coming, because a lot of times we stop it going, well, I can't see money coming in. You don't have to see it coming in.
Someone can hand you a lottery ticket and go, here, man,
I bought you a lottery ticket too. And next thing you won. So
good luck. Yeah, exactly.
It could happen from anywhere.
So we are celebrating our 100th show. How exciting is that? Our 100th show will be airing on the 26th of July. And we have probably the most spectacular guest we've had on the show so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think show 100 constitutes having somebody really spectacular. So, with the help of a friend of ours, Jerry Conti, thank you, Jerry, we were able to get in touch with a gentleman named Ken Cragen. Do you know that name, Ken Cragen? Well, you might know him from a few different things. He, for many, many years, managed people like Lionel Richie, Kenny Rogers, Harry Belafonte, Harry Chapin, but what I think is the most impressive thing is the things that he's been able to organize. He was the organizer of Hands Across America. Do you remember Hands Across America?
I remember that.
He's done a variety of very large shows of that nature to help raise money for causes.
Well, and he did We Are the World. He was the one that organized all the talent for We Are the World, and he was one who thought of we should have a song.
Right, right.
So he got everyone involved in that. So he was one of the catalysts to actually put that whole thing together.
Now, just other name dropping, he managed Trisha Yearwood, Travis Tritt, Dottie West. I mean, the list is crazy. I bet Ken has some amazing stories. We're going to do a 40-minute interview with him, and we are very, very excited to have him on the show and share him with you. It's a rare opportunity for us to be able to all speak and listen to a gentleman of this nature.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
And today's quote, difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations.
That's really interesting, because a lot of times you don't realize the road that you're on is actually bringing you to a place that you are destined to be, but you had to go through this to get there.
Right, right, right. And I agree with that. Whatever comes out on the other side is usually better than what went in the first place.
Yeah. Well, there's a saying that, you know, sometimes you don't get caught up in the illusion of what's happening in front of you, because there's a lot of things happening underneath the surface that is moving you in the right direction, but you don't see it at the time. So yeah. You're like, wow, why am I going through all this stuff? And it's like you're going through it to learn this lesson, and you didn't realize it until afterwards. So that's a really interesting way of saying it.
Yeah, I like it.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word Humanitarian Radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Okay, this good news story comes from the Philippines. There was a young student, this just happened on June 23rd, a young student from the Philippines shared a couple photos that she took of a child studying at a makeshift table on a sidewalk. And it says, "I got inspired by a kid." She's quite surprised. This young lady who took this picture, I would say, a guess would be she's maybe 25 years old. The kid is a third grader. Why she was inspired is the photo is of a young boy on his knees writing on a tiny little handmade bench in front of the McDonald's store, where you can see a tarp on the sidewalk, which looks like a makeshift home. So this young lady posted this video on her Facebook, and it went viral pretty quickly. Well, Filipino news, ABC News, and CBN News actually went and tracked down the child. They were so inspired by the photo. You can clearly see that the kid is doing his homework. So it's quite obvious. And it's in the dark, and he's using the light of a McDonald's in order to shine on his pages for him to see. So they found this child, and it turns out that the child's father passed away in 2013, and the mom has three children. The mom has she lost her home in a fire, lost her husband, and so she's trying to raise these three kids. Well, she lives in front of the McDonald's, and she works at the McDonald's for $1.77 a day in American money.
Okay? Wow.
Yeah.
Now, does that, I mean, I obviously you really can't survive.
She earns 80 pesos or $1.77 a day working in this store as a domestic helper. Okay, so ABC News picks this up. The next thing you know, congressmen are donating the child full scholarships to continue school and college for the three kids. People are giving money left and right to the mother in the hopes of her being able to get the kids off the streets, because they're literally living on a sidewalk. And at this point now, the child, they asked him, "Daniel, how do you feel about this?" And he says, "All I want to do is help the people of the Philippines. I want to be a police officer." And he said that he didn't care that he had to do his homework on the sidewalk by the light of the restaurant. He was determined that he was not going to be poor his entire life. He's in third grade.
Wow. Well, look at that. I mean, you know, he's a determined kid, and he wants to be a police officer, so he wants to give back. So he's already in that mindset of giving.
Totally, totally, totally. And he didn't care what it takes. He says, "All I know is that I have to live my dream. And for me to live my dream, I have to finish school."
At third grade.
At third grade.
Wow.
Unbelievable. 9-year-old kid. Congratulations, Daniel. You are totally a hero. And also, I just want to say, the young lady who took that photo and actually recognized the effort that this small boy is putting in and posting that and making that news, congratulations to her too. That's definitely, you know, noteworthy. And listen, you don't know what you can change in people's lives by posting things like this.
Yeah, a simple photo like that that she took the time to
change his kid's life. Yeah. They're his whole family.
His whole family's life, yeah.
Yep, brilliant, brilliant. Now,
great news.
Let's talk about changing lives again. There was this cute little young lady, 11 years old, Naomi Oakes, her name is. She was just recently diagnosed with leukemia, and that's a really challenging. Leukemia is a form of cancer. She just found out that she's going to have to spend the next 9 months in intensive therapy in the hospital. As if it isn't bad enough to find out she's sick, she also realized that that was going to mean she was going to miss the Taylor Swift concert. Her hero.
Ah, okay. Okay?
So the father's like, you know, trying to wrap her head around, A, you're going to be sick for a while. B, you're going to miss Taylor Swift's concert. He did a video of her while she was having her blood cleaned, literally, in the hospital. He did a video of her singing Taylor Swift's song, Bad Blood. Appropriate.
Ah, Bad Blood,
and he
right.
posted it on YouTube in an effort to make her smile. Well, somehow Taylor Swift found out about it. Taylor showed up with $50,000 to pay for this girl's medical treatment, which is what's going to cost her over the next 9 months. So what was cool about how Taylor did this, the family had a GoFundMe campaign for $30,000. Their target was $30,000, and it had just started. They were struggling with it, obviously. This is a big change for their whole family. Well, what did Taylor do? She went and smashed that GoFundMe target of $30,000, and she deposited $50,000.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay, Taylor.
Yeah.
Celebrities awesome. Doing good things with the money that they earn. I love that. Love that story. Well done, Taylor. So here's another celebrity great thing. Mr. Johnny Depp, otherwise known as Captain Jack Sparrow of the Pirates of the Caribbean film. He is filming in Australia right now, and he literally ditched the filming one particular day in order to show up in costume at All Children's Hospital for a 13-year-old kid who is being treated at All Children's. And, you know, it's always a beautiful thing when you see that these celebrities take their own time out. People, I don't think, realize that these aren't scheduled appointments when celebrities do these types of things. It's coming from their own heart and their own desire to go shine some bright light on someone who is suffering. And Johnny Depp does this quite often. And so I always feel like it's worth saying, realize that when these celebrities are out doing these things, it's not promo stuff. It's not for paparazzi. It's not for marketing. It's because it comes from their heart and they're trying to really shine some light. If a celebrity can do it, why can't you? Shine some light on a stranger.
Well, that reminds me of a song that I wrote a while back called Shine My Light off of my World Radio CD. So I think it's a perfect time to play that. So thank you for that segue.
You know, there's also part of that song that I absolutely love is the one-liner that says, I'm here shining my light for the first time in years.
Check it out. This is Saint Tone, Shine My Light.
I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. Nobody's on the phone when you're sitting home alone. Outside and you feel you've been denied, so what to do? Relax your mind. Breathe in as your body unwinds. So I'll be there. In the song, I'm here shining my light for the first time in years, babe. I'm here. time, yeah. Flowers in your hair, living life without a care. You seek the truth. Loving every day, finding sunlight through the rain. You trust in you. I'll be there to help you follow through. Yes, I'll be there when darkness blinds the truth. Yes, I'll be there to help you realize we've all got a light to shine. So shine. First time in years, babe, I'm here shining my light. I'm here shining my light. First time in years, the first time in years.
So once again, that was Shine My Light by Saint Tone. You can check out that song and a lot of other songs at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that SK snare.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always work it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to
for music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. Okay, coming up on July 15th in Irvine, California, we have a mastermind event with Imagination IQ. July 22nd to the 29th, Insight Meditation Retreat, Barre, Massachusetts. July 22nd to August 30th, it's a full month, and this trip you don't want to miss. It's the Hortus Festival in Amsterdam, Holland. Love to go there. That would be a phenomenal trip. 7/24 to 26th, Pure Living Expo, Sedona, Arizona. 7:30 to 8:02, Fruit and Health, Slovenia, Europe. Another great trip. August 1st, Bridging the Spiritual Gap Festival in Las Cruces, New Mexico. August 1st to August 8th, Energy 2015 Conference in Dallas, Texas. August 8th, Energy Clearing Workshop, Portland, Oregon. August 13th to the 15th, another Imagination IQ, Anaheim, California. August 15th to the 16th, Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, Chicago, Illinois.
And if you want more details on what's going on, just go to humanitarianradio.com and click on our events tab. And if you have an event that you want us to post, just reach out to us either on humanitarianradio.com or on our Facebook.
Hey, so we are back, and we are so happy to have with us today Jerry O'Brien. He is the founder and CEO of Networker on Wheels. Welcome, Jerry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's great to join you.
It's such a pleasure to have you. We've been telling our listeners about you a little bit earlier in the show, and that we had met you at the Ascent Expo, where there were a whole ton of like-minded people doing some really great things, and you were right there amongst the best of them.
Yes, I was. It was actually my official launch. I did a double launch for networkeronwheels.com, and we had a red carpet with a Step and Repeat banner, only doing it the Hollywood way.
Ah, wonderful. I had no idea at the time. That's great to find that out. So tell our listening audience what Networker on Wheels is about.
Networkeronwheels.com was founded by me after networking in the community for about 3 to 4 years with people with disabilities. Being disabled myself, I just started into this community for the first time, and was talking with businesses and nonprofits to see what types of things could help me with my disability, which is a lower back disability, lower back injury. And so as I started meeting more people, I started putting them in touch with other people and seeing how they could help each other. So after doing this for a long time, I decided that the one thing that businesses and nonprofits all said was they cannot afford advertising. Because I said, well, I didn't even know about you. So where do you advertise? And they said, we can't afford advertising, or it's just pricing us out of the market. So I was like, okay. So I had an idea for the website, put it together. And next thing you know, I'm giving away free advertising to the business and nonprofit that gives back, uplifts, and inspires their community.
Awesome. Awesome. So with this idea in mind, so basically what you're doing is your website allows all these other nonprofits to get exposure, to
exactly.
Show what their events are and what they're doing around the community. So I'm assuming you have it like an events page. And so if there's a nonprofit out there right now, how they go about getting in touch with you, and do you have any parameters that they need to be within to be able to get to be placed on your website? How does that work?
So if they're a business or nonprofit that gives back, uplifts, and inspires their community, then they can click on networkeronwheels.com and put that as the URL, and then the site will come up. On the right-hand side, it says advertisers right next to contact us. When they click on advertisers, there's going to be a form that populates, and they fill that out right there on the computer. They put their thumbnail, which is the advertising we give them, either their logo or a small picture of what they want people to see to draw them to that thumbnail, to that advertisement. And they describe also in this form how they give back. And then I review it, usually by myself, possibly with another person, and I have them look at it and ask for their opinion on it. And I have not had one so far that I have not added to the site.
Oh.
Because if they fill it out correctly and really tell me how they're inspiring and giving back, I'll call the references, because they actually put the references below as well, and check with them and see how they're giving back. But that's how simple it is.
Do you find that there are a lot of organizations out there that nobody knows about?
I think that there's millions.
Millions, wow.
I would agree with that. I mean, Janie and I have been doing this show now for about 2 years. And
we've only talked to about 100 of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. As we've gone forward, It's really amazing. We're almost up to, we're at 95 shows right now.
You are show number 95, Jerry. Yeah, congratulations.
So. And
that's great.
There's so many people that we had no idea were out there that existed. So, and there's so many people doing great things. And I think that's the beauty of it is we're able to find all these people out there and just give them some type of little spotlight to just like yourself, letting people know what you're doing and letting other nonprofits know that you're out there helping them out, you know, and that's a beautiful thing.
I wish there was...
I think it's very important that the nonprofit that gets highlighted on a show like yours or on a page like mine, that they're giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
They're not just using it in overhead expenses, because we do find that a lot. There's some major nonprofits where the CEO that's running the nonprofit is getting way more money than our president. And so I think that has to stop.
Absolutely.
I think the reason a nonprofit was founded was to be started to give back to the community, uplift and inspire. Paying yourself $100,000 a year or more as the person running it, I think is atrocious.
Yeah.
And an advertising budget that runs into the tens of millions of dollars, come on, give me a break. We know you need the profit as a nonprofit to further your cause, but that money should be going right into that community that you were set up to start.
You know, Jerry, about 10 years ago, it might even have been closer to 15 years ago now, in Florida, where I was living at that time, there was a group that we all sponsored quite a bit, and it was a group that had to do with cerebral palsy. And so they would market these huge events. They had like 10, 20 huge events all year long. And they would market that all the profits were going towards this one specific cause. And somebody decided to investigate them along the lines. And they discovered that only 8% of all the monies they were raising at each event was actually going to the cause. And the balance was going to the business of the nonprofit. So in the state of Florida, from that point forward, they ended up putting laws into place that you have to account for every single penny that is going into the fund for which you are advertising. And I don't know if they do that across the whole country, but boy, did that ever straighten out the shenanigans that were happening at the time. Because what that advertising did of nonprofits taking money and not putting them where they're supposed to is it stopped people from donating.
See, that's, and I want to chime in on that. I think that's where the problem is a lot of people go, well, I'm not sure if they're actually getting the money. And I'm not really sure if it's just going in some CEO's pocket, like you said. Because let's face it, there's good and evil everywhere. So there's a lot of people that are living and playing by the rules, and then there's some that aren't. So somehow you have to be able to still trust. Yeah, it's unfortunate, very much.
I like the fact that you take the time to check the references and that you take the time to learn what exactly are you doing with your money, people, before you give them the benefit of being part of your organization.
I mean, there's not a 100% way of vetting every person that gets on my site.
Of course.
I'm sure that there's going to be one or two that slip through the cracks, but I mean... It's really upsetting when you have a nonprofit that is not run properly either. So a lot of people, they just say, oh, you know what, I believe in the cause. Cerebral palsy is one you used already. Spinal cord injury is another one that I work big in, and autism. Mm-hmm. So you give to the cause, and you're not realizing that nonprofit may or may not be run like a good business.
Right.
So it has to be run like a good oiled machine, otherwise it's going to rust up and not work properly.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
You'll be throwing good money after bad money. So I just ask everybody that's making a donation or something like that, or volunteering for a nonprofit, get involved. You know, look them up on Google. You'll find all kinds of stuff. I mean, I even Google people that call themselves celebrities in this town of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I Google them to find out how much of a celebrity they are. Are they what they say they are? Because otherwise, I don't want to work with them.
And, you know, it's really nice that you can find just about anything you need to know on the internet anymore. And if someone is not researching people that they're receiving promises or verbal all kinds of goodness from, it's really a shame on you situation. Because there's no reason for you not to check into people at this point, or organizations or companies. And just because a company says they are a nonprofit doesn't mean that they are. I've come across a lot of companies that have claimed to be nonprofits but never actually filed for their nonprofit status. So that means they're not.
Right. And you should know whether a nonprofit is a 501c3, which is a tax-deductible donation you're going to make, or if they're just a nonprofit. That depends on whether or not you're going to write that off on your taxes.
And so, can you explain that a little further for those who don't know the difference between the two?
I personally don't know the actual legal terms of it, but I just say investigate, find out if their 501c3 is current and active. They'll give you that information.
Okay.
There's ways of finding it. I know there's a website, too. I'll have to get you that later. By asking my mentor to check out nonprofits to see if they have a nonprofit status. There's one that I was working with a little bit, and they didn't have a 501c3 status, and they weren't registered as a nonprofit. So I just decided to not work with them at that point and tell them that, you know, you need to get your ducks in order, ducks in a row, and then go at it and do this right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that sometimes it's just lack of knowledge, and when you set up a nonprofit, you have to have a board and all kinds of stuff, accounting. You really have to. The law says that you have to do a lot of stuff for a nonprofit.
It's a business. So it's not just a hobby.
It is.
And a lot of people, I think, go into the world of nonprofit feeling like, well, I just want to help out this cause and that cause, but don't really understand that there's a lot to it. It's not just throwing parties and collecting money. There's a business to it. There's bookkeeping. There's everything that, you know, you have to account for.
Exactly. And we have met, you, myself, and Tony have met at events that we support that are great nonprofits. There are a lot of great nonprofits out there. This is not me talking about this to bash nonprofits. It's just about educating people that if you are making a donation, know where your donation is going. Are they actually giving 80% on 80 cents on the dollar to the cause, or are they giving 7 cents on the dollar to the cause?
Right.
You may not want to make that donation.
And exactly. And I think like Janie said, I think there are new rules now in place that say how much they need to give, or at least a minimum of what needs to be put out there, because I think for too long there was a lot of people taking advantage of the nonprofit status and saying, yeah, we're nonprofit, and then realize, like you said, they're giving only 2% or 5%. So in all this, I think everyone should do their research before they go forward, but don't stop giving, because there are a lot of organizations that really do need your help and really do use your money. I know of one organization, actually, Operation Skid Row, where they were disappointed in how people were handling the homeless. And so what she decided to do is she started her own organization. She said, I was donating blankets and diapers to this one foundation, and I was realizing that they weren't getting distributed properly. So she took it upon herself, her and her son, to start their own organization. And what they do is they're the ones physically that go out every, like once a week at night around 10 or 11 o'clock, and they'll hand out blankets or clothes or sneakers or whatever they have to the homeless themselves. So that way they know exactly who's getting it. So it's not even in an organization. They've taken it right to the streets, basically. So I thought that was really interesting that they decided, well, we're not happy the way this is set up, so we're going to just set up our own. So that's very empowering.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really, really interesting story, because what I felt was there's people out there that can make a difference. And if you're trying to make a difference through a donation and you're not happy the way that organization is being run, then you could try and do it yourself and change the rules. And that's what's you know, that's what's so great about it, is there's people out there that'll say, I'm going to step up and do it myself.
Right. Yeah, so, that's awesome.
So let me ask you this, Jerry. We had talked earlier about, off the air, about a song, a particular song that was written for your sister. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, my sister, Barbara, which was the oldest daughter of my mother's, she was like a mother to me. And we didn't have the ideal life growing up, but she was more of like a mother to most of my siblings. And in 2006, she lost her battle with bipolar. And she was diagnosed with bipolar mental illness at 17 years old. And it was a rough road. She tried some medication in the beginning, got some counseling, was in the hospital. And the roller coaster that ensued after was trying for our family. And we supported her as much as we could and went to her house, and family just surrounded themselves around her. They never gave up on her. And she attempted suicide several different times, many, many times. And in March 22nd of 2006 is when she lost that battle. My sister, I have to say, was an advocate. She turned her disability of bipolar and made it, and mental illness, and made it into something that was great and gave back to the community. A lot like what I did with my disability when I suffered it, I turned it around and started networking in the community and turning it around. So she actually was somebody that was an advocate for people with mental illness and did parades and brought awareness and counseled friends. And she was the coach at my nephew, her son, played sports and stuff with Special Olympics, and she was a coach for him. He has another invisible disability. So it was tough. So I had called, my mother had sent me some Christian CDs, and she said, here, I think you'll like these. So I said, okay. A friend at church knows her really well. Her name's Palma Pascal. So I got the CDs, I listened to them, and cried all through this one called Broken Cup. So I decided there's a number on the back, I'm going to call up the number. The number was Palma Pascal herself. So it wasn't a manager or anything like that. And she answered the phone and we started talking. And several phone calls after that continued, and the friendship was built. And when my sister passed away from bipolar, I had asked her probably a month and a half before if she had ever written a song or thought about writing a song about bipolar disorder or suicide. And she said no, she had never been affected by something like that in her life. So when my sister took her own life, I called that Palma and I said, I'm heading back to New York, to Long Island, where Palma lived and where my sister lived, and I have some bad news. And I told her that my sister took her own life. And Palma, of course, apologized and condolences and everything, and said, I'll see you soon. So the next day, I'm in New York, and Palma calls me up and says, your sister came to me last night and inspired the song. And I said, wow. I was just amazed. What do you mean she came to you and inspired a song? And she said she was blow-drying her hair after a shower, and words started just populating in her head about what my family would be feeling and everything. And she felt like that was my sister, so she grabbed a pad and a piece of paper and started writing it down. So a song was created from that, To Keep You With Me.
Wow, that's amazing. And we're going to play that song And now there's two different versions of it, so I just want you to tell us a little bit about both versions, because I listened to them both, and they're both beautifully done, beautifully done. So tell us about the second artist who covered the song, so I'm not sure which version you'd like us to play.
So the second artist is Frank Rendo, and Frank was Palma's best friend. About a year after my sister died, Palma herself passed away from cancer. And it was a great loss. We all suffered. And Frank, one of her dearest friends, said, I'm going to continue this journey, and I'm going to continue her music. So Frank now sings the song that was written for my sister, and he's just amazing.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece, and I definitely would like to play it after our interview, and we'll be sure to do that. But I wanted to let everyone know the story behind it, because I think it's a great story, and I think it's very touching. And the words and the lyrics in this seem to be very helpful for those that might be grieving from a loss.
The beautiful thing is that this song has touched so many people. I was just in New York probably about 6 months ago now. And when I was in New York, they had me on an AM dial radio show with Frank, and we talked about the song, and they said that it's one of the most requested. And I've talked with people that I've shared it with that were suffering injury, even spinal cord injury, and thinking that, you know what, this is the end of the line. I don't want to do this anymore. And then they heard the song, and they're like, no, I think that God wants me around. You know, so there's a reason I lived. And
right.
People thinking about suicide, this has touched their hearts, and cancer. I mean, this song has affected so many people. I get lost for words because it's so touching. And if you suffered a suicide and you listen to the song, you hear that it's maybe about that. But then if you have just lost somebody from cancer or something, it really opens to you as well. So it really, it serves all.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't agree with you more. It's a touching song. It's very well produced and very well written. And, well, we definitely plan to share that with our audience. So listen, Jerry, I want to thank you so much for being part of our show. Let me ask you one last question before we let you go. What does the future hold for you? I know that you are very ambitious, so do you see anything coming up?
I do a lot of events with nonprofits that are advertising on my site and businesses. So we're expanding networkaroundwheels.com. We're adding more things. We just added the community calendar with the ability for you to share it on social media by the click of a button. We're adding more things like advertiser under media. We're going to add a media drop-down that's going to allow people that are advertising on our site to add our logo and link to our website on their website and call us a partner or a supporter, so that it draws more of their people to the website to see all the things that are available. And so I think this is just the beginning of a long ride. A lot of people are interested in this website, and it's helping a lot of people already. So I know we've got clicks all over the world already. I have Google Analytics, and I'm looking at it, and it's great.
That is excellent. Well, I applaud you for the work that you have done and the work that you continue to do, helping other nonprofit organizations get a voice, because that's basically what you're doing. You're helping thousands of others just get a leg up there and just get their story told, to let them at least get a glimpse through advertising and allowing others to share in what they're doing to help humanity. So thank you again, Jerry, for being part of our show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank both of you. I appreciate what you do as well. It's great stuff.
And so we're here with singer-actor Frank Rendo. Frank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So we were just speaking to Jerry about this song, To Keep You With Me, and how Palma had written the song, and she recorded it, and then you came along and actually did another version of it.
Talk to me a little bit about how that happened.
Well, Palmer and I collaborated on three albums, and this was the third before her untimely death. And actually, one of the last recordings that she did with me, what she ever did, was this song. And it took on a life of its own. I love Palma's music, and I love the passion and the theme and the content of this song. So I was always listening to her material in the years that I knew her for songs for me to do. And this one just kind of popped out, and she shared with me a bit about the origin of this. And the other thing that was going on in my mind was I had a connection through friends with Clay Aiken. And Clay Aiken's sister, I believe, had also committed suicide. And I wanted to get this song to him.
Wow.
Because I thought this song would be I don't think it ever got to him. I knew this song would be very, very powerful because he was feeling so bad about this, and it would be right up his alley, but we were never able to get it to him, unfortunately. Maybe in some day it will happen. But that really kind of helped fuel me to do a version of it because I did have a connection to him. And, of course, Paula. So we worked together in the studio and, to get it really, to get a really good version of it. Paula's version, of course, is stellar. And there was another artist at the studio, too, that recorded this. Al Barbarino also did a version of it. So this song has touched so many people, and it's taken a life of its own. In concert, it presents itself to a lot of people as just loss in general, people who have left someone's life, whether it be divorce or, for some reason, a breakup of a friendship or a relationship. This song really has a lot of meaning for them, and those are mostly the requests I get for people that experience that. And, of course, since Palma's gone, it's taken on a new meaning for me because there is this longing for this reuniting or this relationship that was broken somehow for some reason. Of course, Palma did not commit suicide. Palma died of terrible illness, but the song transcends so many beyond the original origin, which is, it takes on a life of its own. It's really quite an incredible composition.
Absolutely, yeah. I got to listen to it and both versions, and your version is just as good, and that's why I really want to share it with our audience, because I think it is very powerful, and I wanted to speak to you about it just so I can get a firsthand view of what made you choose it and how you felt about it. So,
right.
I think it's a great song. I think it's something that should be out there. And this is available on your CD. And what is the name of your CD if people want to get a copy?
Yeah, my CD is called Deliver Me. And you can find it at cdbaby.com. And you can download it there or even iTunes.
Excellent. So this is Frank Rendo, To Keep You With Me.
Now that it's final, now that it's done, my friend, don't you see that nobody won? To say if we rewound the years, could we have dried up all of your tears? What made you cross the line? Could I have saved you just one more time? Only one question I will repeat over and over, awake and asleep. Why did you leave us? And how could this be?
to keep you with me. I'll ask forever, was it my fault? So deep is the wound, so painful the salt. I know you loved me, I loved you too. Now can you see what you're putting us through? What made you just let go? I want some answers. I need to know. Only one question I will repeat over and over, awake and asleep. Why did you leave us, and how could this be? What could I have done to keep you with me? Only one question burns in my heart. Are you at peace, although we're apart? Did you keep you with me? Safe in his arms, so peacefully, and here in my heart, I'll keep you.
Wow, what a great song.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.